Hi guys, this is Christy and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Mothers had more intense brain activity in the dopamine reward system than women had never had children. This system is involved in reward learning and it's the same that makes us crave certain foods or become addicted to drugs. It motivates us to act in ways that get us closer to the reward, in mothers' cases, a baby. Mothers had more intense brain activity in the dopamine reward system than women had never had children. This system is involved in reward learning and it's the same that makes us crave certain foods or become addicted to drugs. It motivates us to act in ways that get us closer to the reward, in mothers' cases, a baby. 首先来看的是 intense 这个字 ，intense 呢就是指强烈的。Intense, 它的重音在 T-E-N-S-E 的地方 Intense, 像是说 What is this intense smell in the room? 就是为什么空气中有一股很强烈的味道可是你却不知道那是什么 Intense 那 intensify 呢是它的动词 Intensify 那这边的 S-I 呢 I 要发短音呃的音 Intensify 就是指使某种东西更强烈或者是更激烈的像是我们也可以说、The argument in the meeting room intensified 就是会议室中的争执呢越来越激烈了那跟它很像的字呢我知道很容易搞混是 tense tense 除了有时态啊像是 past tense 或是 present tense 就是过去式或者是现在式还有指紧绷的意思像是 He is very tense from all the workload this week 他对于就是这一周以来的工作量呢感到非常紧绷再来看 reward 这一个字 reward 的 re 的 e 就发短音 e 的音重音在 ward reward 那发 ward 这个地方的时候呢要记得嘴巴是上下打开的 rewardReward, reward 指的是报答的意思，它有一个 re。那来看跟它一个很容易搞混的字呢，是 award。Award 呢是指奖励本身或者是某种奖，像是 Academy Award winner Ann Lee， 就是这个奥斯卡奖得主李安。那 award 跟 reward 可以把它区分，你看 re 有一个反馈、返回的这个意思在，所以就是指报答的意思。那 award 呢就是指奖励而已。再我们来看 crave。Crave 指的是渴望的意思，像是 He craves the attention from his father. 他渴望呢得到他父亲的关注。那 craving 呢就是 crave 加 ing 的话就会变成是名词，那就是指渴望的意思，像是 I have a sudden craving for ice cream. 我突然很想吃冰淇淋。那跟它长得很像的字呢，我之前也有提过，就是 carve. Carve 指的是雕刻的意思，那它的名词呢就是 carving.Carving, 像是 he craved for the carvings in the cave. 他很渴望看到洞穴里的雕刻。Okay, so that's sort of like a tongue twister. But anyways, 我们来看addicted. Addicted 呢指的就是上瘾的意思，像是 he is absolutely addicted to playing video games. 他完全对这个电脑游戏上瘾。那 addiction 呢就是指成瘾的意思，像是用刚刚那个例句的话，把它变成套进 addiction 里面的话，就可以说 he has an addiction for video games. 他有这个电脑游戏的成瘾。那比较值得注意的是 addict 这个字。Addict 呢指的就是使成瘾的意思可是这个字一样的字呢可以变成名词就是指上瘾的人那它的念法不太一样如果当动词的时候呢 A 是发短音 E 的音重音在 D 的地方 Addict 可是如果是上瘾的人的话呢它的重音在最前面 A 发 A 的音Addict 那我最常举的例子啊就是在有一些比如说乐界会就电影里演的我自己是没有去过啦可是就是在乐界会里面他们就会说 Hi my name is Christy and I'm an addict 就是我的名字叫 Christy 然后我有点成瘾这样子那其实在这边我还想要就是稍微自入性行销一首歌叫做也是 The Script I just really love the band and I think their lyrics are worth thinking over and over again 那他们有一首歌叫做 If You Ever Come Back 那其实我一开始接触到这首歌啊没有太仔细听歌词或者是看 MV 我会觉得哦他应该只是在对一个他失去的人来唱这一首歌就说 Hey, If You Ever Come Back I'll Be Welcoming You 可是呢他这一首歌大家要配合他的 MV 去看就会发现他其实在讲就 以一个乐界会 的角度来跟成瘾的人说就是 I'll leave the door open if you ever come back 就是我们这边随时欢迎你回来直到你整个彻底好了为止这样子蛮有意义的叫做 If You Ever Come Back 最后我们来看 motivate 这一个字。motivate 呢指的是激发动力的意思，它的 M-O-T-I 的 I 呢就发短音 O 的音，那 A 呢 V-A-T-E 的 A 是发 A 的音， motivate motivate， 那它的名词呢则是 motivation motivation， 那它的重音在 V-A 的地方，像是I found my motivation after talking to my mentor in life. 我跟我的人生导师畅谈一番之后呢，我终于找到我人生的动力了。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Mothers had more intense brain activity in the dopamine reward system than women had never had children. This system is involved in reward learning, and it's the same that makes us crave certain foods or become addicted to drugs.It motivates us to act in ways that get us closer to the reward, in mother's cases, a baby.